Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. We are starting the 52-day process of refreshing our kibbutz elikim, yeshuva, tefillah, the tzedakah. Even people that don't stay in kibbutz kofim throughout the year, more people stay on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul because it's starting that proof of paying more attention to all the chassadim we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how we can increase our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make the avodas Hashem we do daily more effective. I mentioned to you once the tzaddik I know happens to live in Tel Aviv, one of the inspired by the Lamas of Tzaddikim. He told me that every Erev Rosh Chodesh goes to the Kotel and he has a long tefillah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that happened to him in the course of the last month. He used to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the thanking is as important. As a matter of fact, the Shitas hold that if you don't have kavon and moedim, you're not yetzir shmon esrei. If you don't have kavon and all the bakoshes from atachoinen till shemir tefillah, you're yetzir. The Shitas that hold that if you don't have kavon and moedim, you're not yetzir. You shaken and logel avayis, we have kavon. But the light is the time to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell the appreciation of the goodness we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can come closer to Hashem, better ourselves. Like Rav Shlomo Brevda used to say, our problem with tshuva is not averus. Our problem is our bad habits. All the lack of mitzvahs we do, all the averus we do are primarily bad habits. So we have to think into things we're doing habitually and to do with kavana. And the things we're doing without kavanah, because we're not paying attention, pay more attention, we have to Hashem. We say such a wonderful year ahead of us, as we know that everything happened this year was already nigzar from last Rosh Hashanah. We want a more peaceful year this year than this past year. It needs a lot of work. Talk with everybody.